about this. A lot of imagery and lyrics and music videos from that time, and I'm not even specifically just talking about Guns N' Roses, but also like Motley Crue's Girls, 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 and something. Some of it hasn't aged as well, I guess. You know, we're in the Me Too era and stuff. Like, is there anything you look back on and that you feel like, oh, maybe I wouldn't want to play that song now, or maybe that would be taken by a younger generation in a humorless way or anything like that?
I've never thought of that. It's never crossed my mind. Okay. I think when the Me Too thing really sort of blew up, the thought crossed my mind of a bunch of musicians, not particular ones, but just musicians. But they're, for the most part, as far as all the ones I know, and it wasn't like that. We didn't have that particular relationship with girls. It was a lot more the other way around in some cases. Anyway, so some of the songs and all that were sort of sexist in their own way, but not to be taken that seriously. You know, I don't think they were malicious or anything. It's a thing for me because the scene of the 80s, what it was all about, was a little plastic to me. But people were very, very passionate, and everybody, the energy that was around was palpable, and so you couldn't ignore it. And so when it came time to promoting your own band, the flyer wars and getting into the Rainbow and the girls and all the sort of craziness. I mean, I did dig all that aspect of it. But some of the sort of bubblegum nature of the music at that time was a little bit sort of like whatever. But it was also what fueled Guns N' Roses to be the antithesis of that. So
yes, that's what I was about to say. Yeah, I guess in the media they sort of pitted, I would say, Poison against you guys, I guess. Warrant.
No, we never actually had to deal, with being compared to sort of the other bands. I mean, there was not like what I would call an active rivalry, because we were not necessarily competing with anybody else. But at the same time, we were like, you don't even want to f*** with us, kind of thing. So we sort of just traveled in our own orbit. Mm-hmm. And, we definitely were not Poison, and we weren't Warrant. We weren't any of that kind of thing.
Do you feel like rock and roll has become a little too PC or safe? Now, the appeal of Guns N' Roses back in the day, especially compared, like you saying, being the antithesis, was that you were dangerous. Mm-hmm. You seemed dangerous. You seemed like you didn't want to be, as you said, f***ed with.
That's a great question that I don't... that sort of spirit, it's still around, I mean, it's still inherent in metal bands, and it's still inherent in young bands who have something that they want to express that maybe they're not having the easiest time being sort of dealing with. But that attitude really is not something fabricated. And so right now, at this particular point in time, a lot of bands or a lot of artists are doing a lot of different things. Not much of it is really rock and roll. And there's nothing to rebel against. I mean, everybody's, like, Whatever we're rebelling against, we won. I mean, for the most part, I think right now, I think trying to figure out how to have that kind of attitude in your music and so on and so forth is probably difficult for a lot of young bands, because there isn't. I mean, now it's about politics again. So we'll see what that turns into.